questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Joining me in the studio today is a dear friend and esteemed guest, Sheikh Murtada Karimi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sheikh. Today we will continue our previous session's topic about why is it that the Imam alayhi salam, he didn't give more money from the treasury to those who had more power to avoid a conflict. Now, we spoke last time of the way that the previous caliphs, they did their governing, shall we say, by giving more money to those that they considered of more importance. Well, and after 25 years of such a system of governance, it came to be that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he became the caliph by people insisting that he become the caliph. And already from the first day of his governance, he started to give equal shares of the treasury to everybody, poor and rich alike. Of course, he also did help the poor people, we should stress this out, but that was from the money of the zakat and not from the Baytul Mal. Dear Sheikh, there were some points that we didn't get to finish last time. Please expand even further.
Sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The last point that I shared in the previous program, as you also referred to, was the fact that in some cases, Imam alayhi salam, when it comes to the poor people, he divided the Baytul Mal, the public treasury, equally for the poor and rich, for the noble companions of the Prophet and other people, for Arabs and non-Arabs, no difference. But he was, in many cases, he helped, many people, especially the poor, from other ways like charity and zakat. It's been mentioned by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that once one of the friends of Imam alayhi salam asked him for some monetary help, and in his answer Imam Ali alayhi salam said that yakhruju atai fa uqasimuka hu, you need to wait for my salary to come. This is interesting. So Imam Ali Salam also somehow take his salary from Baytul Mal like any other people.
Right.
So he says that for now, I cannot give you from Baytul Mal, the public treasury. When it is time for dividing the public treasury, I take my share from that and then I will give you what you want from
my share. Imam. That's the caliph of the Islamic
Ummah.
That's
the caliph of the, yeah. And interestingly, we mentioned that that person said that, no, that's not enough for me. And then he joined Muawiyah.
Interesting.
And this is not only for him. We have other people that, as you mentioned also, for 25 years, they got used to this.
Being privileged and being rich.
Exactly, right. Without any Islamic basis. Now, when it comes to Talha and Zubair, first of all, there is no doubt about the fact that these two people, Talha and Zubair, they, at the time of the Prophet, they helped him a lot. These two people were among the first people who converted to the religion of Islam. It's been mentioned, we know that Zubair is the cousin of the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he is among the first eight people who converted to the religion of Islam after Imam Ali alayhi salam and Khadija salamullahi alayha. He was so courage that he was known as Saiful Islam, the sword of the religion of Islam. Talha is known as Talhatul Khair, is again among the first people who converted to the religion of Islam. And he participated in most of the wars during the time of the Prophet. So we are not neglecting that they did a lot at the time of the Prophet. But does it guarantee the fate and destiny of the people? No. Let me give you some, historical reports about the properties that these two personalities gained at the time of the first three caliphs. So when the Holy Prophet passed away, they were just normal people.
Normal Muslims.
Exactly. When it comes to money and properties, they are just normal people. But in these 25 years, at the time of the first three caliphs, it's been mentioned that, for example, when Imam Ali al-Salam, he, came to power, after 25 years, Talha, he had hundreds of slave girls and, slaves, hundreds. Right. In Kufa, he had some specific buildings, houses, which were built by specific materials on those days, which, only very rich people
could afford
to do that. His income from his lands in Iraq on a daily basis was 1,000 dinars. So a normal companion of the Prophet cannot have such an income unless you are given all these by the caliphs of the time.
Of course, there's a difference just to mention how much this actually is, because we have a dirham and dinar.
Yeah.
Dirham is silver. Dinar is gold.
Gold, yeah.
So like 1,000 gold coins.
Exactly. He also had about 1,000 horses, and we know how precious one horse was at that time. It's been mentioned that when he passed away, his property was a couple of million dinars.
Worth.
Yeah. So, as a companion of the Prophet...
Like, Sheikh, as soon as you said that he had 1,000 slave girls, how many slaves?
Hundreds of...
Hundreds. The Prophet's teachings were about freeing the slaves.
Yeah.
So you do not even need to tell me how he's going to end up, because exactly. I can already see there's something wrong here.
Yeah, there's something wrong here. When it comes to Zubair, it's been mentioned that he built luxurious houses in different cities, in Basra, in Kufa, in Egypt, and other cities. Again, when he passed away, he had thousands of dinars and... many horses and so on and so forth.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah,
insha'Allah, you'll find your way. So this is the new character of these two great companions of the Prophet. Yes, they did a lot, but they also changed a lot after the demise of the Prophet.
Well, that's very good said, beautifully said. They also changed a lot.
Yeah, for 25 years, their characters, their nature is changed completely. Such a companion of the Prophet should not ask Imam Ali alayhi salam for more from the public treasury. But now the nature has... completely changed. So the point is that is it only about public treasury? No. The main concern of Talha and Zubair was not only to have more share from public treasury so that one may ask that Imam alayhi salam could give them more and through that prevent the war. No, it's not only about public treasury. They wanted to play a key role in the government of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And it's been mentioned very explicitly that they went to Imam Ali alayhi salam and, very explicitly asked Imam Ali alayhi salam to make them the governor of Kufa and Basra. One of them wanted to be the governor of Kufa and the other wanted to be the governor of Basra.
So it wasn't enough with economical power, because they were still rich when the imami began.
Rich.
He didn't take their properties.
Exactly.
He let them keep their properties. But they wanted political power.
Mm-hmm. And now, this is the decision of Imam to give, the governorship of two very important cities, and at that time, that is Kufa and Basra, to two people who are, not at all similar to those two companions of the Prophet.
They are not righteous, they are not just, and they do not think for the people.
Yeah.
Right.
So, such a rich people cannot think of poor people. So how come Imam Ali Salam can, trust such a people?
Exactly.
And give them the power in two cities of Kufa and Basra. It's not only about these two, because at the time of Uthman, he had a kind of... interest in giving the power to his relatives and close
his family.
Friends and family members. And in many cities, the people in power were from close relatives of Osman or friends. And when Imam alayhi salam came to power, he dismissed and deposed many of them. It's not only about Talha and Zubair.
They were basically nepotists. They were only choosing their family and relatives. Imam alayhi salam came and said, no, it's not about who you are, what your blood is. It's about who you are as a Muslim.
Exactly. So this is the reality about Talha and Zubair. As I mentioned, maybe we can say for sure that their main concern was not about the public treasury.
Right. It's not because they were living like poor people. They didn't have food and bread to eat.
That's the point.
Right.
Even if Imam alayhi salam gave them more but did not give them the governorship, they may do the same. Initiate the war against Imam Ali alayhi salam.
So this is actually not a conflict because of money and economics. It was actually because they wanted political power.
Exactly. And also it's been mentioned that when they come to this point that in the government, they have no share in the government of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and at the same time, according to some reports, they received a letter from Muawiyah, who also instigated them to revolt against Imam Ali alayhi salam, and gave them the promise that he will give them governorship.
The governance when he becomes the caliph.
Exactly.
Right.
So that was the reason that we know the story of the Battle of Jamal and the fact that they went out of the city telling Imam alayhi salam that they're going for pilgrimage, and Imam alayhi salam told them that I know your true intention, and the rest of the story. So it's not only about money, it's mainly about having, continuing the life that they were used to it before the time of Imam alayhi salam.
To be fair, dear Sheikh, they were already continuing the life.
Exactly.
I do not understand.
So is it possible for Imam alayhi salam to make these two people as governors of two very important cities? And there is no doubt about the fact that if these two people come to power, it means that Imam alayhi salam is not with justice anymore.
Yes.
So if I may answer this question in one word, Imam alayhi salam is ready to defend himself in a war, but protect the concept of justice. Because without justice, the whole Islamic society, the whole Islamic government
and structure, it collapses.
Would be destroyed.
But
if you are going to protect the concept of justice, you may have some wars, but at the end of the day, you have protected that very important concept of justice, which meant a lot for Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Right, and just as a final note to our dear listeners, because it is very spread throughout the Muslim community, unfortunately, that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he was a caliph for 5 years, and he waged 3 wars. You're saying he's so warlike, he's so aggressive. And no, in reality, all of these conflicts, they were caused by injustice in the society. They were not only offensive wars, but no, defensive wars.
All
for
of
Islam.
Them were defensive.
Right.
And even at the words of the Prophet, according to some research,
defensive
all
wars
of them
only.
Were defensive. Yeah.
Yes, and with that, we will end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sheikh for joining us today and for shedding light on this very important historical event. And I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. Until next time, fi amanillah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن